for someone that hasn't heard of the Salvation Army's Recreate Cafe, what is that exactly?
Well, we're right on Macaulay, so we're right across the street from you. So we're on the main campus of the Salvation Army, but our facility is the 614 Core, and that's that whole building on the right side. But inside the building is a chapel space, and that chapel space is called Recreate Cafe. And that's our daytime ministry to the homeless community. And we have things going on there, though, that are artistic in nature, and that's what I get to do.
What exactly do you do at the Salvation Army?
Well, I have the best job in the world. I love my job. My background is in theater, and so I get to teach acting classes with our homeless folks and use creative means to try to give them an outlet that normally they would never have. So acting classes, I schedule art classes with different partners. Like our partner for our art classes is the Heart Gallery right here in town. We do concerts, we do special events. And so basically, if it's arts related, I get to plan it.
And you've actually produced full plays,
yeah,
right? What are some plays that you guys have done in the past?
Well, this time last year, we were working on Godspell, and that was such a blast. We had this crazy idea that we would cast homeless and non-homeless actors and produce Godspell in our space, and it was awesome. It was so wonderful. And we had partners from here at UTC, directors and Covenant College and people all over the community. And we sold out 5 shows. And it was just a really awesome summer last year. And we do a Christmas production, Behold the Lamb of God. We just do all kinds of things. We've had concerts. We've from folks here in town or out in Nashville, coming through and going to other places. But we've done, like I said, a wide variety of things. And so, yeah, we're constantly busy with all kinds of stuff and crazy stuff, but fun stuff.
And having homeless people in it, doing these plays, what kind of effects do you see afterwards?
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, you don't always know what you're going to get into. You can trust your art and trust your training and trust the power of what you're doing. But because people are individuals and they're coming from various backgrounds and situations, commitment sometimes you're not sure about. So you're dealing with a lot of variety of factors when you start an arts program, particularly for the homeless community. But on the flip side of that, just giving them an outlet to be creative has been so fascinating to watch. And something just as simple as doing acting exercises and warm-ups where they're going from a really tense body position to opening up and having eye contact with somebody and speaking clearly and openly and doing fun games where they're free to laugh and have fun. I mean, just something as simple as that changes a person's perspective.
So now the Salvation Army is going to be the host for this Applied Theater Conference. Mm-hmm. What exactly is Applied Theater if someone hasn't heard of it?
Right. It's the easiest way to think about it is you're applying theater to a non-theater setting. That is the basic way. So you're taking theater out of its bounds of theater. You're using theatrical skills and abilities to help people see their problems and maybe practice solutions to those problems. You're using your story from your life, maybe as inspiration for improvisational scenes or just all kinds of things. And it can be used in a variety of settings. You can use applied theater techniques with people who are on the autism spectrum. You can use them with people in prison or in the homeless community or in abuse situations. It's very similar to drama therapy, which probably a lot of people have heard of. In the past several years, there's been this applied theater term kind of come up, and it's a way to try to umbrella all these different ways of using theater skills to help maybe a marginalized people group.
And the idea would be able that you would use these applied theater techniques maybe elsewhere. Where else? Like maybe in a job interview setting or something like
that? Gosh, it really is, you know, life is theater. You know, and Shakespeare says all the world's a stage and men and women are merely players. And so if you really kind of believe that, you know, there's not really a situation where you couldn't use theatrical skills. And like you said, a job interview, sure. Role playing, you know, mock interviews, and, you know, college students need to learn that. If someone's has been abused and they're trying to gain power over what happened to them and maybe that story that is really awful, then they could be facilitated through that process. If you're in prison and you're kind of like don't have a whole lot to do if you're in prison. You could use those applied theater techniques with that people group on the mission field and ministry as well. Just really pretty much the corporate setting. I mean, I could go on. And because it's nondescript sometimes, that gives a person a possibility to enter into a story that maybe they're not familiar with, but they could see themselves in it. And so empathy arises. You don't have to have theater training yourself. So Garrett, you could participate, even though you might not have had any theater training, you can participate because we've all been kids, right?
Right.
And we've played What If and used our imagination.
If you're just tuning in, I'm talking to Tanika Dye, the artistic director for the Salvation Army, about the upcoming Applied Theater Conference. The conference will take place at the Salvation Army's Recreate Cafe from Thursday, June 27th to Saturday, the 29th. So the Applied Theater Conference is coming to Chattanooga. Mm-hmm. How did that come about, and really what's going to happen that weekend?
Yeah, the Applied Theater Center is located in Greenville, South Carolina, and it's headed up by Dr. Dell Savage, who is a theater professor at North Greenville University, and he's been a dear friend of mine for years. And 2 years ago, he hosted a conference down there, and that's where I went. I had never heard of Applied Theater before, and I got to be trained, and actually my boss now, too, Captain Winter, I was volunteering for the Salvation Army, and we went down there and we were trained, and then that kind of got the ball rolling for the arts program. And long story short, now I work for them. So the conference itself is very vital to my life and what we've started at the Salvation Army. So it's gone on for 2 years in Greenville. And this year, with Dale's schedule and finances, some things were not going to be able to happen to make a conference happen in Greenville. So I said, you know, you can come to Chattanooga and we'll host you and we'll make it as inexpensive as possible, because I feel like this training needs to happen, because there's, as I talk to people and I meet people that here, what we're doing, whether they're trained in theater or not, they're like, oh, that makes so much sense.
It starts Thursday, June 27th and ends Saturday, June 29th.
Yes.
What kind of things will be going on?
Yeah, Thursday night will just be kind of a very casual kind of get to know each other. Everybody will be coming in from where their homes are, and we'll discuss what applied theater is, and we'll talk about what are maybe the topics or issues, the social justice issues or whatever that we're interested in tackling. What's our interest in it? So we get to know each other, and it's going to be very hands-on. So then that'll be Thursday. Then Friday we're going to dive in playback theater, and that is where somebody will tell a story in their life, and then a group of actors will play back what they heard. And then Saturday, we'll do forum theater. So it's going to be intensive, a couple of days. All that information, you can go to csarmy.org and then find out exactly how that all works.
The Applied Theater Conference takes place Thursday, June 27th and ends the 29th. For more information, visit appliedtheatercenter.org or csarmy.org. For WUTC, I'm Garrett Crowe.